Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. Connectivity with God is so important. Being one with the Lord is everything. And the Bible says in Amos, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? How can you walk with God? How can you say that God is your best friend? How can you say that you love the Lord, that He's your Savior, your Lord and Savior, if you don't walk with Him, if you don't talk with Him?
Mm-mm.
You got to walk together with Him. There has to be a connectivity, a closeness, a oneness. Uniting with God. That's what united with God means. It means that you are one with Him. And it's powerful when you can do that. Many Christians today are asking God to bless what they're doing rather than doing what God's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't need to walk with God. I just need to consult Him here or there. I've got plans. I've got things that I want to do and to do for Him.
Right.
I'll just consult with Him. And they try to lead God over to what they're doing instead of following God and what He's doing. Listen, this is not a good strategy. I mean, one involves pride and the other involves humility, you know? But if we are going to be children of the light, if we're going to be lovers of God, if we're going to experience God in the fullness of that is available to us. Remember that you can have as much of God as you want. The question is, how much do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be close to Him.
Yeah.
You got to be right with Him. Have you ever been in a situation where everyone is present, but not everyone is connected? Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's there. Everybody showed up. They're at the party.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the gathering. They're present, but they're just not connected. Maybe you've seen this in your family. Everybody's home. Everyone's at the kitchen table. But there's no connectivity. There's no uniting. There's no togetherness. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've seen this among your fellowship. Everyone's there singing all the right songs and worshiping the Lord, but it's just like a clanging cymbal. There's no harmony. There's no unity. There's no togetherness. It's all over the place. Maybe you've seen this in your marriage. We've been together for 35 years. Yeah, but there's no unity there. I mean, you live in the same home.
Mm.
You're in the same roof. Maybe sleep in the same bed. But there's no togetherness. There's no uniting. There's no oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, even in the marriage, that the two shall become one. There is a oneness to experience. If God wants us in marriage, and marriage is not the answer to everything, right? If God wants us to experience a oneness in marriage, how much more does God want us to experience a oneness in Him?
Mm.
A togetherness, a uniting, one heart, one soul, one mind, one spirit. God's called us to this beautiful place of intimacy. But what about it? How about your relationship with God? Are you present? But maybe that's all. You're just kind of like present. But you're not quite united with Him. You're not quite connected. And you know when you're connected now. You know when you're connected, and you should know when you're not. But there's no connectivity. God seems so far away. If you're still calling Him the man upstairs, I don't know.
Check that. That's a check.
If He's just your co-pilot, I don't know. May want to pray about that. But no man's an island.
Mm-hmm.
No Christian believer can make it independent, living independent, or having a casual, if you could say that, a casual walk with God. It just doesn't happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed, you know, there's a slipping that can happen. There's an occurrence. And all how you come to meet the Lord, Listen, don't measure. The Bible says those that measure themselves by themselves are not wise. You should never measure your walk with God compared to anybody. Mm-mm. Not to the person sitting to the left of you, not to the person sitting to the right of you, not even to your own pastor, because you need to have an individual walk with Jesus Christ. You yourself, you've got to know him, and he's got to know you. And you have just as much right and pleasure and access to God than to anyone that you know. To know that, to understand that you have access to the King. You have access to Abba, the Father. That the door is always open. He doesn't have to be the man upstairs. He doesn't have to seem so far away when we understand the great pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
The amazingness that is available to us by having access. Mm. Let me tell you, access is a powerful thing. People in this world spend a lot of money to have access to people of power, just to have access, just to have their phone. There's some phone numbers in certain people's Rolodex. That doesn't mean a thing. Bubba's, Jimmy's, Bob's. You know what I'm saying? Then there's other people's phone numbers in their Rolodex that's on their cell phone that means something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the president's on your cell phone and you can call him up, that means something. If the prime minister in Great Britain, Cameron, is on your cell phone, that means something. If someone else of influence, if you have the pastor stuff, that means something. He has got stuff to do. He meets before God, and if you have his stuff, that means something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But it means you have access. You have the opportunity to speak with someone. Listen, if you have access to God, and you do, through Jesus Christ, the curtain has been torn. There's no in-between between you and God. No one needs to stand in your way. You have access. Enjoy the access. Enjoy. Pick up the phone, if you will. Mm. Talk to him. He'll love to hear from you.
Yeah. His line ain't busy.
His line's not busy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm.
The Bible says that he who unites himself with the Lord is one spirit with him. That's in 2 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that statement. He who unites himself, you who take the responsibility of you uniting yourself with him, not him with you. I mean, I don't know the exact statistic, but it's an alarming statistic that George Barna shares how the church at large feels that worship is about them. Let's catch a clue. Worship here. Let's just shed some light here.
Yeah.
Worship is not about us. It's about him.
Yeah.
It's all about him. We're not gearing up and having a few praises and then get into it. No, it's all about him. It's all about coming to a place of acknowledgement of our focusing, our attention, our spirit, our mind, our soul. We're focusing. We're giving him praises. We're using the body, the mouth, that we speak umpteen words that week. We're taking maybe a moment, a season in our time where we're just sharing our gratitude, our sharing our love. We're sharing his majesty and his splendor. We're telling him how wonderful he is. You're beautiful. You're amazing, God. And listen, I'm your creation, and I'm going to tell you, if nobody tells you, I'm going to tell you today that I love you. I thank you for you. I thank God for you because you're just great. And you give me access to you. I'm telling you that I don't understand if you're saying that maybe your walk is a little bit boring today and maybe you just feel disconnected. Listen, that means no intimacy.
Mm.
You can have it. You can be with them. You can be one.
But you got to go after them.
But you got to go after them.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
seek him with all your heart.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And when you seek him, you'll find him.
That's right.
You shared last week how it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of men
to search it out.
To search it out. There's a glory in God.
Yeah, is God worth searching out for you?
Yes.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Because I tell you what, he is.
He is. There's a searching. There is a time, and we can't do drive-by abidings and drive-by spending time with the Lord and California stops, I call them. You come to a stop sign and you just kind of, that's when you hit the pause of the brake and you keep going. No, you got to come to a complete full stop. You've got to set your appointments aside and you got to make sure what is the most important appointment you have that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, the most, you know, you got to evaluate what you're doing. And I talk about this often that, well, Proverbs says that a wise man and a wise woman gives thought to their ways. It's time to do some evaluation, some thinking, some meditating on life and how we're living and what's going on. Listen, these days, there's so much happening, so many things that are happening at your fingertips, so much information, so many places to go, so many things to see,
mm-hmm.
so many demands on your life like never before. But let me tell you, there's one appointment that you can't live missing. It's the most important appointment you have. It's that appointment when you just set that time aside to meet with the Father.
Mm.
When you set that time aside to say, God, that you are important to me. See, you have an invitation to meet with God, to have intimacy. And you break that word down, it's like into me see. God allows you to see into his heart, and he'll see into your heart. And it's a heart-to-heart, spirit-to-spirit communication. Most people, listen, if you can't have intimacy with God, who can you have intimacy with?
Yeah.
And what makes relationships so powerful is that when they share a little bit about themselves, you know, with each other, there's a connectivity that happens. The mm-hmm. more you learn about someone, the more you learn about their experiences, what they enjoy, what they don't like, the things about their family, there's a certain bondness that occurs. There's a certain glue, if you will, that makes you say, wow, I like that in him or her, and they like that same thing in me, and we have these same likes, and that's pretty cool. Then you would say, that's a good guy, or that's a good girl, and oh, that's mm-hmm. a nice person.
Right.
And because you took the time to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't have time to connect with God, how could you? And what are your other connections based upon in life and your other relationships? I find that the most meaningful relationships that I have are those that are connected to the same one that I'm connected with. And that's right. Him, the Lord. Mm-hmm. The most meaningful, because we talk about his awesomeness and his greatness and his love and his miracles and all the stuff that he does on a daily, daily basis. But how can we walk in intimacy if we don't have that time?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. For the last number of years, God's people have really been bound. And the Holy Spirit said that his people's been contained and constrained. They have been refined. When you go through the refiner's fire, you have a period of loss. But it's not bad loss. It's loss of things that needs to go. And the Holy Spirit said that there's some of you here today that you've lost some relationships, but don't worry about it. The Lord's going to give you more relationships to make up for the ones that you lost. The Holy Spirit said, for 100 days, beginning March the 1st, I'm going to take my people through a time of redefinement. Simon was known as a reed, and the Lord redefined him and called him Peter, and he went from being a reed to a rock. Same man, just redefined. There's going to be cities that the Holy Spirit in America is about to redefine. They were known as one thing, but they're about to be redefined and known as another thing. You've been one way, but you're about to be completely another way. Some of you is going to experience such a change in your life. You're going to realize when God gets through redefining you, you could have never done that 6 months ago. The devil has come to some of you and he's convinced you that you're put off. It's not going to happen. You're wasting your time. The devil's told some of you that you prayed about it and prayed about it, and nothing's going to happen. But I've come here today to turn the ship in the water. And I've come here to tell you, God is about to give you a season of suddenlies in the name of Jesus.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
If you ask someone today, how important is God to you? You give them a choice. I want you to circle. Not at all, somewhat, or very. What would you circle? Now, I would dare say that a great majority of people in this country, let's say the United States, and I've had some experience asking these questions before, but I say a great majority, maybe 80, 90%, conservatively speaking, would say, God is very important. Mm-hmm. He's very important. Yep, I would agree with that statement. Now the next question is, do you spend time with God daily reading His Word and in prayer? Does that happen none of the times, some of the times, or often? Mm. What would that question be? I could almost say that it's probably not going to be the same ratio of those that said He was very important. And the thing with God is that He's not into our lip service. He's into our fruit.
Yeah.
What we do, you know, says what we believe.
Right.
Not what we say. And I think about Isaiah when God says, you know, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
Mm-hmm.
And so many have honored and said things from their lips with their mouth about God and God's this, and God bless America, and the good Lord, and the good book, and all the great things that people say, but their life doesn't even say they, forget love God, their life doesn't even say they like God. In fact, their life testifies that they hate God.
Mm.
And they would be absolutely shocked to come to that revelation.
Mm-hmm.
But God's looking at our life. He's not looking about what we say. He's looking at what we do. And here's an encouragement for us. Listen, while we're still breathing, while we still have access on this earth to Him, we should take advantage as much as we can, because intimacy is the only way. Intimacy with God is the only way to understand the Father's heart, to understand His will,
mm-hmm.
and to understand His ways.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know what God's will is by having drive-by time with Him and, you know, catching Him on the run,
mm-hmm.
listening to maybe a message here or there, you know. How are you going to know His ways? The same thing is true in any relationship. If it's true in your marriage or with your kids or anyone else, how much more true is it with God?
Mm.
You know, being with the Lord is all about a journey. And it's all about making sure that we don't forget what matters most.
Mm-hmm.
And not to let other things in our life choke out the things that matter. What matters most to you today? Is it your job? Is it your family? Is it your health? We spend more time working out than we do actually spending time with God. We spend more time doing stuff for us than we do spending time with Him. We can enjoy Him, and He wants us. It's not for us to get all down. It's just for us to evaluate. I'd rather do this evaluation on this side
mm-hmm.
than on the other side. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Let's open the books now. There's grace and mercy and forgiveness. You know what I mean? But let's investigate. Let's evaluate. The Bible says even to examine ourselves to see if we're even still in the faith. When do you do that? When do we do that? You have to be engaged. We got to let the main thing be the main thing. And oftentimes what happens is that what matters least oftentimes crushes in and affects what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that God has a time set for us. He's invited us to abide with him. And John 15 shares with us and talks in detail about how we can do nothing apart from God, but in him, if we remain in him and be connected to him, we can do all things through him. Now, people are quick to quote, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. And they write it on all sorts of stuff and put it everywhere, but God's going to strengthen those that are with him, not those that are not with him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The scriptures are not a hocus-pocus thing that we can throw at the wall and say, okay, because I write a scripture down, or this is what the Word of God says. You know, the Word of God, and this is so important because you see this happening in the world today, anyone these days are clinging on to scriptures, and they don't even serve God. There's life in the Word for those who have the life inside of them. The Word of God and the blessings of the Lord are for those that actually have Jesus in their life. But you can't just pick a scripture off of the shelf and say, I like that one and I'm going to run. No, hey, listen. God's inviting you to a place of intimacy. He's inviting you a place where you can seek him every day, all day, as much as you want. And it's not as hard as religion has made it out to be. We have a simple plan. And we come back from the break. We're going to talk to you about this simple plan. Free. How you can enjoy the fullness of God each and every single day and enjoy intimacy with the Father. This is what you were created for. This is your inheritance. Make sure that you get it. If we say that God is what matters most, if we say that he's the number one thing, and we say that God is very important, then we need to take an honest evaluation and say, does my lifestyle, does my daily life reflect that?
Yeah.
And does it reflect that in taking time out to be with the Lord? Can that be seen in my life?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that we're coming to a day, and it's soon approaching, that even this conversation as an option of spending time with God, the only way you're going to be able to make it, survive, is to be with him. And I remember what the Lord told me earlier this year. He said, you know, the only way to make it, right? Man will not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You got to be in his will. You got to be listening to his voice. And listening to his voice is just part of it.
Yeah. There's right? This thing called obedience.
Oh.
Yeah. Then you got to respond.
Did you just
to
say
it.
Obedience?
The O word.
The O word. Because you know what? Hearing him is one thing, but he's going to tell you something.
Yeah.
And he's not telling you something just for fluff. He's telling you something because he wants you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's called obedience. So there's two parts, hearing him and then obeying him, doing what he says to do.
That's where you have to choose.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that, I know you're talking about going after God, and this is what it's all about. You know, having intimacy is something not that, it's not a passive role.
No, it's very active. I mean, you think about searching, you think about digging. And you know, John, you were just talking about that as far as like, you know, is God worth searching out? Is he worth going after? Because he is. And it's not, I mean, the very fact that you could have someone say, you know, I don't really go after God, I don't really think about it, testifies the fact that you just haven't encountered him. Because if you knew how awesome he was, you're like, oh my goodness, I just can't get enough. You've got to encounter this God that he just talked to me. Oh
yeah.
My goodness, let me tell you about him. Like that's that encounter that we need every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we do it once, it's just like, oh my goodness, I want to do it again. And God was really speaking to me yesterday and then also this morning in James. And he talks about God wants us to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
He opposes the proud, but he gives grace to those who are humble. And it says in James, he talks about the fact, he says, James 4, he says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. And I just looked at that, and I think about the action, the process of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we have got to, like you're saying, we've got to submit our plans to God and be like, you know what, God, I want my plans to be your plans.
Right.
When we submit ourselves, when we're humble before God, we come to him. And then the word says, then resist the devil. It's like, well, no, wait, this is me and God time. I want to go after God. And then the devil knows that. He knows how powerful it is for us to spend time with God. So he's going to come in. All of a sudden, it's just like all these distractions. And just like mm-hmm. you're saying, sometimes the most least important things is that which comes to snuff out the most important things.
Mm-hmm. You're setting time up to abide. Got your Bible out.
The phone.
The alarm set.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your everything set. Coffee.
Yeah.
Sitting in your chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to spend time with the Lord. I heard VFN radio, and that's me. And I want to be united with God. I want the real deal in my life. I want the Lord. And like Steve says, phone rings.
Yeah.
Or, blip, text comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, gling, email comes in. Or some other distraction comes. And distractions will come. The question is, you know, are you like, shiny object, there he goes. Yeah. You know, does every shiny object pull you away from what matters the most?
Mm-hmm.
You get little children, you put a little shiny object here, a little shiny object there, and the babies are like mesmerized.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand going into your abiding and your intimacy, and it's what you're saying, Steve, is that the enemy can distract you. You know, not everything, every distraction is the enemy, but believe you me, the enemy would love to steal your intimacy with God and pull you away from it. But you got to prepare.
Yeah.
You got to prepare for those type of things. You don't maybe bring your cell phone with you when, you know, if you're abiding,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're spending time with the Lord. You turn off all your phones and you don't check your emails real quick. You don't do other stuff because you'll be robbed from your time.
Well, the same way too. I mean, it's not just in your abiding time, but it's during that meeting. Like, oh my goodness, you know, after work, you got a lunch set up. You're supposed to spend time with pastor, and all of a sudden, that random relative calls and there's an emergency. But some reason, that same emergency always seems to come up when you're supposed to get that meeting with pastor. You're supposed to get that or whatever. The devil knows how important it is for you to spend time with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I can and continuing in this, and it just says, if we resist the devil when we're seeking God, when the devil comes in to steal, when we resist him, the devil will flee. And you continue on in the scripture. In verse 8, he says, come near to God. So we're still pursuing. We're pursuing. We're resisting the enemy. We're going after God. Come near to God, and he, being God, will come near to you. God sees all that.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pools, and Spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Just Fish and Grits. If you're in the mood for some good southern cooking, visit Just Fish and Grits today to dine in or to take out. You can have your meal on the go. It is good. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you, our VFN radio listener. You've been listening now for a while and your spirit's been stirred. And you're saying, I want to be a part of the end time move of God. Well, guess what? We have a plan and a way for you. I want you to find out more about getting involved in the end time move of God at VFNU.com. vfn.org. That's Vine Fellowship Network University. Well, you're just not going to hear about where the church has been, but you're going to hear about where the church is going. Be a part. Don't sit back. Get in the game. VFNU.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this. The author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America. But this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
And just like you were talking about before, it's just like we see those moments where we trip up. We see those moments where we mess up, but God sees those moments when we're just pursuing, when we have that perseverance, when we go after him. Mm-hmm. And I continue reading in that. And, you know, we were just talking yesterday about compassion. We need compassion. Mm. And you continue in James, and in verse 5, they start talking about Job and what Job went through and everything and the loss and the attacks that he went through. But if you when you read in Job, God allowed all that. And it says in James 5, verse 11, he says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You've heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. Job went through that process. He resisted the devil. We have to resist the devil because there's that choice. Mm. Because temptation is going to come in, because the devil knows where we're the weakest. Mm-hmm. So he's going to try to bring that in ever so subtly. And also we don't even realize it, but we never abided. We never made it to that meeting. But if when we can resist the devil and continue to go after God, he says, and we have seen what the Lord has finally brought out after that. He says, the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Mm. And that's mm-hmm. That's where it stopped me this morning, because we just talked about that yesterday. And the most powerful thing that God just... I've heard it, I've said it many times, is that God just wants us to be with him. Mm-hmm. But the most powerful thing is everything we need is in Christ alone. If it's peace, if it's mercy, if it's wisdom, if it's calmness, if it's compassion.
The self-sufficiency of Christ.
Exactly.
Mm. It's beautiful.
The amazing thing is that to be like him is to simply be with him. Because for the last, I have just been racking my brain, like, God, what's your will? What's your will? This next season, God, what are you doing? God, what are you doing? And I was on a jog just trying to let my mind go and just calm and just, God, what are you doing? What are you doing? And it's amazing how that subtle whisper of the Lord will just stop you dead in your tracks.
Yeah.
And in the middle of jogging, he says, son, my will for you is for you to be with me. That's all he said.
It's so important.
It's huge.
It's so important, because so many times you can get so caught up in trying mm-hmm. to do something for God, or right. trying to figure God, that God's just saying, look,
yeah,
be with me.
Yeah.
And when we're with God and we're abiding with God and we're spending time with him, we're having intimacy, God's not looking, you know, he doesn't want us to come to him always for marching orders or for, you know, mm-hmm. this discovery. He just wants us to be with him. And as we are with him, this unfolding takes place. Mm. We're so wrapped up in him that before you know it, it's like, oh, we start looking around and this unnatural process of unfolding materializes. But it's beautiful what he said to you, because we talk about let the main thing be the main thing. Listen, the safest place to be in your life, the safest place to be is in the will of God.
Mm.
And the will of God for you today. Wonder what the will of God for you is today? Is to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is to spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is to love him. Is to keep him number one, the number one thing in your life. And as you do that, as you behold him, he will take you from glory to glory. He'll speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And his perfect plan will be unveiled, revealed to you when you spend time with him. Because
mm-hmm.
we got to remember that God's just looking for our intimacy and heart. And we're not spending time with God just to find out what he wants us to do. We're spending time with him because you're just that cool. You're just that awesome. That we just want to be with you.
Yeah.
And then once we're with him, he says, hey, why don't you check this out? Why don't you do this and lay something on your heart? And before you know it, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
All of this came as a result of being with him. As human, you know, God created us to be human beings, not human doings.
Right.
And the most powerful thing we can do is just be.
Mm.
He says, be still and know that I'm God. He doesn't say be doing.
That's right.
What is it about us? We want to do something, want to do something, want to do something.
Loving him is not that hard.
No. No, it isn't.
It's just simply hanging out with him.
Hanging out with him.
And being real with him. And that is the simplicity of it. That's that love affair. That's that relationship of just, like you're saying, that intimacy, that conversation, that talking. And it's just not about that list of prayers and doing it right and all this. And it's just like, I want you to know my heart and I want to know your heart and I want others to know your heart. Because that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
It's powerful.
Knowing him and making him known.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you know him and the more you spend time with him, the more that you love on him and he loves on you, the more that you want to make him known with others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the whole thing. It's knowing him and making him known. My goodness, listen, you want to seek God with everything you have. This is the chance that you have, the opportunity. And we've said this before, but the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity.
Yeah.
Seek God while you can. Seek God while you still have a Bible. Seek God when that you still have a place to seek him.
All right.
It doesn't cost you a thing. Listen, you can get a simple plan. We have it available for you. Doesn't cost you a thing. It's free. But you need a plan. You got to have a plan. You got to know when to start. You got to know how to start. You got to know where to begin, what to do. And you can get that by going to iabide.org. If you go to iabide.org, that's iabide.org, request your plan.
Yeah.
And instantly you'll have a plan that'll put you on a path, that'll put you on a journey where you can encounter and experience God like you've never have before.
Mm-hmm.
And that you yourself can testify and say, I've heard the voice of the Lord, and I've obeyed. I've enjoyed his presence, and he made me whole. And you can not encounter God just once, or you don't have to wait to go to a large gathering to encounter God, but you can encounter a God in your home. Let me tell you something, that if the only time you encounter God is in a public gathering, there is more. In fact, there is experiences and opportunities to encounter God that are even far greater than what you experience in a public gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that much more intimate and mm-hmm. it's just that much more special.
Mm-hmm.
One word from God is all that you need.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did that? Did you actually turn it like cool in here, or did you just kind of like heat? Okay, I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm like hot.
It was the turkey.
See?
Extra spice, cayenne.
Extra cayenne.
Cajun
spice.
K-on. What's K-on?
Cayenne pepper.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The K-on. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper.
That's a K-on. Secret recipe.
K-on.
It's a combination.
I just mixed it together.
Okay. Cayenne and Cajun. That's okay.
My own ingredient.
I see.
Cayon.
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 You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Yeah, I mean, God's been really talking to me the last couple of days about suffering.
Oh, goodness.
I remember when I first got saved, and I started reading the book of Revelations, and, you know, I was you just love, you know, prophecy and things that are coming, and that was a wild, wild book when I first read it, and I was like, man.
Right.
And of course, my theology at that time, man, we're definitely post-trib. It's post-trib. We're going to go through some stuff, man. We're going to suffer greatly. And but anyway, you know, of course, as you grow as a believer, you know, you kind of look at things a little bit differently. And you read about suffering. You know, a lot of times we suffer because of our own foolishness.
Mm.
You know, but the Bible talks about, you know, to this we were called to suffer. You know, it's much greater to suffer for the cause of Christ, you know, for standing up for righteousness, you know.
Yes.
But how often is that the case? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you hear the other side where people say, well, if you're suffering, obviously you've done something wrong.
Obviously.
You're right. Obviously in sin. What have you done?
Right.
You know, but the Bible says clearly, you know, that's a lot of times that's something God's working, something else out in you.
Mm.
And I was just had me reading a book of Job here recently, and just in the first couple of chapters, and that book's always
that encouraged
baffled me. Yeah, especially in the very beginning where it talks about, you know, when the angels and Satan were presenting themselves before the Lord. It's like, wow, I wonder what that meeting was like. And then, of course, then the Lord says to Satan, he says, "Have you considered my servant Job? There was no one on the earth like him. He is a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil." And of course, here's Satan's reply to that. He says, well, does Job fear God for nothing? You know, have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all his goods? Have you not blessed the work of his hands, that his flocks and his herds that are spread throughout the land? But he says, but strike your hand against everything he has, and surely he will curse you to his face.
Mm.
So God says, okay, well, let's try that theory.
Mm.
So he gave him permission to do that. And so, you know, in a day, Job loses everything.
Wow.
Everything. He loses his flocks, his herds, his he lost servants. He lost all 10 of his children in a day.
Wow.
But in all that, Job did not curse the name of the Lord. So then, of course, that's the second time, you know, Satan appears to him, appears before the Lord, and he goes, well, if you strike his body, his flesh, if you really just, you know, go against that, then obviously he'll definitely curse you to your face. So again, okay, give it a shot, see what happens. And then I'm not going to do the whole thing, but, you know, obviously Job did not curse the Lord. Went through major suffering, a serious major suffering. I mean, his body was covered with boils to the point where he was like scraping the scabs off with pottery, and horrible. I can imagine going through that. And of course, Job went on that journey, you know, of self-pity and whatever, and questioning God. But he never cursed God. He never talked against the Lord. He knew better than that, because he did fear the Lord.
Mm.
Of course, his encouragers were of no help. His wife even said, curse God and die.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I was like, great. Bad enough, I'm dying over here.
Encourage me here.
Yeah, right. You're over here shooting your mouth off. Like, just go away. Just go away. But if you
curse God, oh my goodness.
Exactly. So, but if you read in James, it says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you are mature, complete, and not lacking anything. A lot of times, people are just fair weather believers, you know. They're all about God and everything. Everything's just great and everything's going right.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as the first wind comes along,
First like, trial.
They're gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't fill out the church. You know, they quit tithing. You know, everything's just, you know, comes to an end.
I'm done.
It's right. over. This God thing ain't working.
Mm.
You know, obviously, you know, he's you sinned kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's the testing of our faith. It's those times of trials and sufferings. He's saying, consider pure joy. Mm. Those are the times that our characters are built,
mm.
you know, which makes you stronger.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a negative thing, which doesn't make sense to the natural mind.
Sure.
Like, how can this suffering be good? How can these boils be good? How can all my losing everything be a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the rest of the story of Job, he gets it all back. I think it was like sevenfold.
And then some.
And
yeah.
then some. I mean, it was like, if you hang on,
mm-hmm.
if you don't quit.
Right.
You know, if you don't give up,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a blessing on the other end of this.
Sure.
You know, but you're going to learn something through this trial.
Right.
Man, that is so, so powerful, so true. I think about in Hebrews, when Jesus, Hebrews 5, says during.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is during the days of Jesus' life. On earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, although he was a son,
mm-hmm.
he learned obedience from what he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's like, wait a minute. Jesus.
All right.
Jesus suffered. He learned obedience by what he suffered. You know what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. wow. And it was reverent submission. And get this. And once he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation. He had to be made perfect. The suffering made him perfect. And once he was made perfect at that time, he became the source of eternal salvation. And it's like, man, you got to be willing to go through. So God's mm-hmm. doing something.
Right.
Now, we talked about that in a segment not too long ago. It says, don't think it's strange. God's just working on you.
Exactly.
And you can find that on the VFN Torch. Don't think
right.
it's strange.
Right. If Jesus had to suffer, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on. You can go through that little trial. Come on.
Right.
You know, yeah. you're not being crucified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're not having your beaten and flogged and having your beard ripped out. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true.
You can hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing. You know, I also read in Matthew 5, it says, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good.
Mm.
And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing strange that you go through things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you come to God doesn't mean you're never going to go through anything ever again. It's not this get out of jail free card. It's
right.
Everything's going to be perfect and just wonderful now. It's not like that.
No.
Right. You know, not like that no. at all. And you're looking at these people, they're obviously unrighteous. And it looks like they're just prospering. Everything's going well for them. And it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's the point in serving God? Look at these evil people. Look what they're, you know, they're blessed.
Right. But mm-hmm. Jesus tells us not to even do that.
Exactly.
Right. Because exactly. without him, we're all evil. And if we just took one pinky off.
Hello. Hello. You just got your reward.
Yeah, exactly.
So, exactly. Yeah, it just gave me a great understanding, great perspective on, you know, the purpose for suffering. And there's a purpose for it. You know, it's not a negative. It's not necessarily a negative thing.
I tell you what, don't waste your suffering.
Mm-mm.
I mean, your suffering, you could either get bitter or you can get better, but you can't get both.
Right.
And if you're going to suffer, you know what I'm saying? The first question is, okay, God.
What are you saying? Yeah.
Because he could use it. I mean, uh-huh. God's not, he's not trying to torture us. He's not trying to,
mm-hmm.
but there's things that we have to learn. There's things that we grow in God through some of the trials that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest things that it does is allows us to find out where our dependency is. Who are we trusting in?
Exactly. It's definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a testing of our faith. Are we really in the faith? Are we just a fair weather believer?
Yeah. Because let me tell you something. When the trials come, talk about, you know, having any roots when the cares of this world happen. If you don't have it, if your roots are not down deep, you're going to be tossed all over the place. You're going to be ripped to shreds. And it's the trial. It's the trial that you can find God in that trial. Let me tell you something. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than finding God in the midst of a trial. Mm, you know,
so much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thank God for it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you could be going through something today, and it's the trial of your life. It's you. 6 months ago, a month ago, you could never imagine going through what you're going through today.
Right.
And it's these sobering moments sometimes that happen in our lives that causes us to kind of shake us a little bit and to help us to do that recalibrating, that realigning, refocusing, mm-hmm. and remembering on the things that matter most. You know, who is God? Mm-hmm. What is he to me? And how's my relationship with him right now? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. I remember, you know, I look back on my life and it's during those times that I grew the most.
Yeah.
You know, because it's during those times that you're at the cross. You know, you're at the feet of Jesus, you know, and we go through, you know, we go through these different trials because God is trying to grow us and strengthen us for the things that are even coming that haven't even hit us yet.
That's right.
You know, these are times of preparation for even the things that we're talking about now.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. we went through what we've gone through to prepare us for what's coming next.
That's right.
Right.
Right. That's very good.
Right.
Yeah. It just builds our strength.
Exactly.
You know, if I can handle this, you know, it's going to give me energy and strength to handle this next thing.
Right.
Absolutely. And once you see God pull you through this trial, believe you me, you'll have faith to believe God will pull you through the next one. And not only will you have faith for yourself, but then now you can become an extension of God's love because now you can go back and you can encourage people and you can minister people and say, let me tell you something. What God did for me, he could surely do
that's
for
exactly
you.
Exactly right.
The word of their testimony.
That's right.
Absolutely. And suffering also allows us to have empathy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing that when you don't go through anything, your two things diminish, your ability to empathize with others, and that's just to go kind of mm-hmm. go through and feel what they've been feeling, and your ability to love is greatly diminished. But let me tell you something. Be sick in your body for a little while. Mm-hmm. Be hurting a little while in your body, and you will look at people that are sick in a completely mm-hmm. different way. You know, I might have said this before, but, you know, when I was sick with the flu one time, and I was so just terribly ill. I mean, for a long time, I'd hear people say they had the flu, and I thought they were just having a cold. I'm like, what are you all complaining about? It's just a cold. You know?
Get over it. Just take a pill.
Yeah, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't slow down, you know, I'll keep going sick or whatever, and not probably the wisest thing to do. Not the wisest thing to do, but it's just kind of how I'm wired. And and so I'm like, you know, take some cough medicine and let's go. Come on. until I got the flu one day. And I got this flu that hit me so bad. I mean, I was out of work for an entire week. I mean, that's never, ever, ever happened to me, ever. I just could not get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you that there was no medication. Mm-hmm. There was nothing
that could help
me. You listen, when you're sick and you can't shake it,
man,
all I could do is just lay in my bed and pray. But sick was one thing. The pain that I felt in my body, the only way I could describe it is if someone turned me over, and I'm laying on my belly, and just beat me with a bat from the top of my back all the way down to the bottom of my feet. It was just excruciating. It hurt me to sit.
Yeah.
And instantly, as I was just praying in pain, you know, it just felt like I had such a compassion came over me for the elderly. And I'm thinking, Lord, how many elderly today? I mean, if I'm sick with the flu, are there any elderly that are going through what I'm going through right now? I'm strong and I'm young and I'm going through this. And I'm whimpering here in pain because the pain was just unreal.
Right.
And I just, all this compassion just started welling up for the elderly and their sickness.
That's right.
And so, you know, unless you have been out of work and you can't put food on the table, unless you've been through a trial and you've lost a loved one, you know what I'm saying? Unless you went through something that you never thought you could ever go through. And the thing is that, you know, we talked about this in the first hour. Why does the church have to be persecuted? Why do we have to go through a suffering before we can look up and turn to God?
That's right.
that's the whole thing about having an attitude of gratitude and begin your prayer life, begin your time communing and talking with God. With the first things that you say to him is, listen, after I love you, is I thank you. Mm-hmm. And keep going. We've oftentimes, you know, we don't want our prayer life to be a list of, you know, submitting a check rec from God, if you will, a check, mm-hmm. check requisition from God. This is what I need. And, you know, right. can you hook me up and can you send me that check? And can you, but we want to start off with an attitude of gratitude and just mm-hmm. begin to start thanking him.
Absolutely.
Man, we are so incredibly blessed, and it's something that we talk about here often. But listen, we have new VFN radio listeners joining us every single day. And if you're joining us now, you're joining us in the extra hour. And we've been talking about sufferings and trials and things that we've gone through looking at the life of Job. Mm-hmm. But you know, you were sharing, Pat, that James says that, listen, welcome, you know,
yeah.
look at these trials with joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, welcome these trials as friends because it's the perfecting of your faith. And if Jesus himself learned obedience from the things he suffered and the student is not above the master, mm-hmm. we can embrace the same attitude.
To this we were called, right?
To this we were called. I mean, you either find yourself in one of three places. You're either coming out of a trial, either, you know, go in the middle of a trial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're about to get in one.
You're about to face one. That's where America's at right now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's where we're at.
America thinks that they're suffering, but they're not suffering yet.
Right. I mean, they're suffering for many reasons. You know, like I said before, it could be because of your own foolishness, which is where America's at right now because we turn our backs on God.
Mm-hmm.
Or because God's obviously wanting to work something out in you that needs to be strengthened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Which end of that are we going to be on, right?
But the level of suffering that is going to come upon this land...
Mm.
Unless there's repentance, it's going to be really great. And what we're talking about here is encouragement for you mm-hmm. to remember that, listen, no matter how big or small that trial may be, remember that you can turn to God. It's never too late to turn to God. And
that's
if
right.
there's nothing you've ever could have done, that God will reject you and turn his back on you. And you the enemy may be condemning you because you're in this trial and it was your fault and you did this and now you're going through a situation. It's not just you, but now your family's going through it. And you know, you're feeling awful and he's just condemned. Mm-hmm. Listen, God doesn't want you to stay in guilt and shame. You're not trying to earn your penance. You're not trying to pay off a debt to God. Sometimes the enemy can lie to you and say, well, I'll just stay depressed for 6 months. And then God will forget this sin.
Right.
You don't need to wait no 6 months and, you know, walking around dragging your head and all that type of stuff. You can cry out now and say, God, son of David, have mercy on me.
That's right.
And yesterday we talked about the Pharisee and the tax collector. It's the self-righteous person that was just, you know, the Pharisee that then was talking about all his good deeds.
Right.
But it was actually... the tax collector who stood at a distance, who beat at his chest.
Yeah.
And said, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Well, my goodness, we can welcome our trials
as
friends. Mm. God's working on us. Mm-hmm. God's working on us.
In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Mm-mm, delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.